Maryland Eastern Shore and sfmsports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Hawks Basketball. Now, Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
At the William P. Heitch Athletic Center in Princess Anne, Maryland, it's time for Maryland Eastern Shore Women's Basketball. Tonight, the Hawks draw the curtain on the 2017-18 season against the Patriots of the University of Valley Forge. And we've got all the action for you on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net. Hello, everybody. Will DeBoer with you, back for another season on the Shore. We're certainly glad to be with you. I'm joined, as always, at home by the man himself, former state champion and Pocomoke City High's current athletic director. You know him. You love him. You yeah. can't get enough of him, Mr. David Byrd.
Yeah, well, thanks for the intro, Will, for the first night back together for a doubleheader. We did had a little practice at the an exhibition game for the men, but we're going to get our feet seriously wet tonight for the two-game stretch.
Oh, yes, sir. It was a dress rehearsal the other night, and now full costume. We actually had to wear pants.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be ready, though. It's getting cold outside, so that means it's going to be warm in the Heights Center.
Absolutely. Some of the coaches were saying, hey, it may be getting dark outside, but that means that it's basketball season, and indeed it is. We got a doubleheader tonight on the Shore Sports Network. Fred Batchelor's women's basketball team tipping off against Valley Forge at 6 o'clock. The men under Bobby Collins supposed to tip off approximately 8 o'clock. That'll be 30 minutes after the conclusion of the women's game. The Hawk women trying to bounce back from a trying 2016-17 campaign. They finished 13-16. They went 6-10 in conference play, finishing 11th in the MEAC, losing to Hampton in the MEAC quarterfinals. A Hampton team which, by the way, moments ago just knocked off North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Yes,
wow,
I can see
really?
Your face, Dave. This is
that.
That's a program.
Repeat that again.
Well, Hampton just beat North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
North Carolina.
Yes. So,
wow.
Once again, the cream of the crop in this conference, and Hampton chosen to be the first-place team. The Shore right in the middle, seventh-place preseason selection, but with one first-place vote. That was Fred Batchelor, who voted his team to win the conference tournament. And, well, he's putting all of his chips in, and indeed, it's a good team. If they are all together, then you can expect some good stuff out
wow.
of Maryland Eastern Shore's women, returning a handful of starters. A couple of them will be out for a little while longer. CeCe Byram and Kieri Eaton not suiting up today. We'll have a pregame conversation with Coach Batchelor in a few moments, and he'll give a more clear timeline as to what that's going to be. But the Hawks returning a lot of other talent. Alexis Hicks, Tori Moores, the two senior leaders. Good handful of freshmen, and then some graduate transfers as well, Dave.
Yeah, it's a new mix for Coach Batchelor, and Fred's been known to put a great mix together. He's also been known to really do his best coaching jobs when sometimes they've been a little underrated. And in the middle of the pack, we're sure liable to see some great coaching, and I'm interested to watch the girls tonight.
And a first for Coach Batchelor. He's facing his alma mater, the University of Valley Forge, Division III team in the NCAA. They're independent. They also play in the NCAA. That's the Christian College organization,
right.
NCCAA Division II. Last year, the Patriots, 19-5. They've gone 33-16 in their last two seasons after winning just five games in 2014-15. And Gretchen Levan, who also doubles as Valley Forge's athletic director, has really turned them around here. Patriots returning their most significant player, a second-team All-American, and Janelle Brown, 6'2 junior, who averaged a double-double each of her first two seasons. Last year, 17.5 points, 11.5 rebounds per game. So it's going to be a battle down low for sure, Dave.
Yeah, right. And she is their biggest player. So they're obviously going to be their go-to player. After that, they're a little bit undersized. I think we may have a definite size advantage against them. But I'm interested to say they played really well the last couple of years in their league and in their conference. We'll see how they match up against a D1 foe tonight.
That we will. And in about 5 minutes, we will tip off. We're going to step aside just for a moment. When we come back, we'll have a conversation with Fred Batchelor, head honcho of Maryland Eastern Shore's women's basketball team, their all-time winningest head coach. After that, the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. The season's about to begin, and we've got all the action for you. We thank you for joining us, everybody. This is the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Training is about more than muscle. It's about inner strength. So I push myself. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. I train with the best. A team that shares my drive and commitment. We collect intelligence, guard our shores against drug smugglers, and keep our waterways safe. Because our nation expects more. Discover a future that exceeds your expectations. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Hawks pregame show. Fred Batchelor, he prepares for his 14th opening night as head coach of the Hawks, and he is our guest for the pregame show today. So, Coach, I know you've been in this business for quite a while, but I'm sure, like anybody, you must still get the preseason, okay, first game jitters.
Oh, yeah. It's always, you know, it's always a little bit of nervous energy starting the season, just wondering what to expect. But I'm really a lot more comfortable. I think I'm really comfortable with what we've done over in the preseason and what we've done to this point, that I'm expecting them to come out and play well.
And first, I believe, for you, facing your alma mater in Valley Forge, you know, Associate Head Coach Sidney Riggs came on Hawk Talk yesterday and said that you were definitely looking forward to this game.
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's a little special to play against my alma mater. I graduated in 88. It's been a long time. It's a different institution at this point than it was when I went there. But I have a lot of memories, and I'm really appreciative and thankful for the experience that I got at Valley Forge. And looking forward to just representing Valley Forge as well as a product of Valley Forge.
That means you got the 30th anniversary coming up here.
Yeah, I really don't like to count that far.
All right, well, we can cut that part out. Looking forward to this game. I got to peek at your starting lineup, and CeCe Byram, Kiara Eaton, not in the lineup and inactive tonight. You mentioned that there is a timeline for them to come back.
Well, it's day by day with Kiki. She had a broken hand, took the cast off. It still wasn't quite healed as much as they liked it to put it back on. Right now, she's just rehabbing, so I'm expecting a couple weeks for her. CeCe has another doctor's appointment where we're hoping that we're getting her ready for that doctor's appointment where she's going to pass all the tests that she needs to pass to get on the floor. So I'm optimistic and feeling that we're going to have both of them after the holidays.
You mentioned several times Alexis Hicks. You're expecting her to be the linchpin in the backcourt. How about the front court? Who are you looking at to particularly be the glue and hold all that together this year?
I like what we've been seeing from Victoria Morris. She's been playing really solid for us. I think, and it started back in preseason. I thought she had the right focus and determination. And so I'm excited to see how she's going to finish out her senior year. And I think she's ready. And I think she's going to be someone that we can depend on. And that was something that we were looking for in her second year. And I think we get some depth with Jordan Smith, who comes in as a transfer with a lot of experience. And I think that kind of secures up our front line.
15 players on roster, opening night for all 15 of them. Do you expect to go, if not, you know, all the way deep to the well in your bench to at least play most of them tonight?
I hope we play well enough to do that. I would like for all of our kids to see the floor. We have a long season ahead of us, many games out playing on the road, and it makes it real difficult to go deep. So I'm excited about the fact that, you know, we get a chance tonight to possibly go deep, hopefully because we're up and not down.
The most important thing you're looking for tonight with the knowledge that massive road trip is coming up next.
We just want to get out of this healthy. It'd be nice to get out of this game healthy and get ready for the road trip healthy with a win and play well. But I think the most important thing is for us to get the win and be healthy.
All right, Coach. Thanks. All the best tonight and this season and beyond.
Thank you, Will.
Fred Batchelor, everybody, head coach of the Hawk women's basketball team. 2017-18 is about to tip off. We'll be right back with the starting lineups on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
The mid-autumn boredom fell hard on Thomas and Abigail Wyatt,
and to lighten it, Thomas decided they needed to head north to Gettysburg. Friends thought them misguided. Upon their arrival, they found a food scene with dishes unexpected and fanciful, warm welcoming people, and beverage selections so impressive, Thomas would proclaim its drinks the nectar of the gods. This was a whole new Gettysburg.
Make your own history. Visit DestinationGettysburg.com.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the shore, everybody. The Hawks and the Valley Forge Patriots getting set for tip-off. The season's about to begin. I mean, before we go deeper, let's figure out our starting lineups, shall we? We don't have to figure them out. We've got them for you right here. We bring you the lineup so you don't have to get them yourself here on the Shore Sports Network. First, Fred Batchelor's Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks. No C.C. Byram, no Kieri Eaton tonight. No problem for Eastern Shore. Alexis Hicks starting at guard. The 5'5 senior from Raleigh, who really stepped it up last year in lieu of Byram's injury. Graduate student in the middle, Jordan Smith, the 6-foot grad student from Durham, North Carolina, by way of Towson University. She'll play the 4 position. The 5 is Tori Morris, redshirt senior center, 6'2" from Herndon, Virginia, by way of Grand Canyon University. Martha Thompson, one of the guards, a 5'9 grad student from Bedford Heights, Ohio, a Xavier University graduate. And Ray Jean Martin, 5'5 guard, the junior from Jacksonville, Florida, a defensive spark plug off the bench last year, pressed into starting duty tonight. And for the Valley Forge Patriots, in the direction of Gretchen Van Lan in her 6th season, Tanaya Faison, a 5'4 senior guard from Philadelphia. They've got Amaya Brown, a 5'5 freshman guard from Trenton, New Jersey, diving right into the waters in her first college start. Natalie Cortez, a 5'3 sophomore guard from Jersey City. Where else? New Jersey. Bailey Mayforth, a forward, 5'10 senior from Bel Air, Maryland. And the big woman in the middle, Janelle Brown, a 6'2 senior, a junior. The center is from Westmoreland, Virginia, who's averaged a double-double each of the last 2 seasons. Also keep an eye on for Valley Forge, coming off the bench, a Carly Conrad, a sophomore guard, 8.5 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. Well, Dave, all the talk is finished, and now we're going to get to play some basketball.
That's right. We'll see how good Coach Bachelor has recruited, because there are some starters in the lineup that are first-time year players for the Hawks.
That is true. Jordan Smith and Martha Thompson, the 2 big red circles to keep an eye on. They are graduate students. It is their last year of eligibility, coming from Towson and Xavier respectively. Got to speak with them during the preseason, and oh, they just want to win. They're desperate to win, and this could be the year for them. Coach Batchelor rallying his troops, wearing a very smart maroon bow tie and gray sweater.
Like dapper-looking Coach Batchelor.
Indeed. Well, you know, the alma mater's in town. He's got to impress.
That's dressed for success.
And the Hawks wearing the home whites. Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks across the front. Gray numbers front and back with a maroon outline and white Nike sneakers. As for the University of Valley Forge, they're wearing the road navy blues with a red and white stripe down the side. Red numbers, more crimson than red. White outline, UVF across the front. And Nike sneakers as well. The Hawks will move left to right as we see it in this first half. The Patriots moving the other way, which would be right to left. Hence directions, you know. Every year we have to relearn what direction is which, but we will get those for you, and we have them, and we are ready. Tip is in the air. UVF controls. We are underway with the 2017-18 women's basketball schedule here at Maryland Eastern Shore. Bringing up the court is Amaya Brown for UVF. Hands it off to Cortez. Now right sideline to Faison. Top of the circle, this is Amaya Brown. Now it's left wing to Cortez. Cortez dribbling in and out, guarded closely by Regine Martin. Feeds down low. Left low, Brock Janelle Brown. Too strong in the layup attempt. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Hicks controlled. Last touch by Blue, and it's Maryland Eastern Shore basketball.
Yeah, a little full court pressure by Valley Forge. 2-2-1, full court.
Hicks inbounds to Regine Martin. Martin slings it up to Martha Thompson. Thompson quickly down low left side of Jordan Smith. Smith too strong on a layup. Rebound out of reach of Torrey Morris. Coming down with it is the Patriots, but it's knocked out of bounds as Bailey Mayforth controlled it, but fell backward and it knocked it out of bounds herself.
Yeah, very good break by the Hawks. We just missed a wide open layup off the glass.
Thompson inbound, flings it to Smith. Smith, left elbow, in and out. Rebound pulled down by Mayforth. Now pushing it up, left channel is Faison. Faison guarded by Alexis Hicks. Over on the left channel on the Jesse T. Williams signature here at Williams Court. Hand off in the backcourt to Cortez. Cortez driving in. Shot fake, pass down low, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by White. He'll stay on the Patriot end.
Person-to-person defense by the Hawks on the defensive end, obviously.
Okay.
Out of bounds right now by Valley Forge underneath their own basket. Yeah.
Keith Davidson, the athletic director, going to retrieve that ball from the deep recesses of out of bounds. No score. We are 45 seconds in. And we're having a bit of an issue with the clock. It says 91.6 seconds instead of 9 minutes and 16 seconds. And there we go. Name the problem, and often it goes away.
There you go.
Inbounding Mayforth, looking, flings to the right corner. This is Faison, a handoff down low to Janelle Brown. Brown works around Morris and flings up a layup from 5 foot. There's Janelle Brown, her first couple of points. Double-double last year, each of her past two seasons. Valley Forge takes an early 2-0 lead. We're a minute into the opening night here for women's basketball at Eastern Shore. Alexis hits, spinning around, right to left, flings to Jordan Smith, 18-footer, too strong off the back iron, rebound pulled down. This is Cortez in transition. Cortez guarded by Martin. Cortez, bounce pass, right sideline to Faison. Faison circles up, centers up, finds Mayforth back on the right sideline. A handoff to Brown in the backcourt, back to Mayforth. Mayforth for three from the right wing. Way too strong. Missed everything. Rebound by Hicks. Fast break for the Hawks. Regine Martin left sideline. Pull-up jumper 16-foot. In and out. It was halfway down. Rebound bounces once. Martha Thompson has it ripped away. Hawks control. This is Jordan Smith on the right flank, and she pitches back to Hicks. Hawks will reset. Hicks dribbling left side. Pushing away Martha Thompson. Thompson wheels up underneath the basket. Now she's in the right corner. Gets the pass from Smith. Thompson driving in off the glass. In and out once again. That's three layups that have been halfway down. Rebound by Brown. And here comes UVF right to left. This is Cortez dancing around Regine Martin. Driving in. Little floater. She's fouled. Missed the shot strong. But Natalie Cortez will have herself a couple of free throws.
Yeah, the Hawks have had four good looks at the basket. Three layups and a elbow jump shot. Ball has just not gone down in the hole for her.
Regine Martin picks up the first foul of the game for either side, and Cortez's free throw up and in. Natalie Cortez, 5'3 sophomore from Jersey City, a recording arts major at the University of Valley Forge, which is a small Christian college in Valley Forge, where they bundle up their feet all the time. Free throws in and out, so 3-0 to Valley Forge. She made one of two. This is Hicks on the left elbow. Pull-up jumper from 15 foot, way too strong. Rebound chased down by Martha Thompson. Thompson misses another point-blank layup. Gets a second and a third rebound now, and Alexis Hicks in the backcourt as the Hawks reset once more, trying to break up the shutout.
We're increasing our stats. We're just not scoring any points.
Top of the circle to Jordan Smith. Fake pass to the left corner inside of Torrey Morris. Posting up against Brown. There's a spin move around Brown and a layup for Torrey Morris. She went to the left baseline and got the basket.
Good look inside the lane.
3-2. Eastern Shore trailing just under 3 minutes into the first quarter. On the right wing, that's Natalie Cortez. Cortez. Deeking hands it off to Faison. Faison, a little high bounce pass to Brown. Brown stripped. That's Jordan Smith. And Smith, the big woman, charging up, looking for some help. A handoff to Hicks, right wing. Hicks cutting in, left elbow now dribbling out to reset. 10 seconds gone by on the shot clock. This is Regine Martin now. Left corner, flings the top of the circle for Jordan Smith. 13 to shoot. Hicks on the right wing. Feeds Morris down low, right baseline. Cuts across the paint against Brown and lays it off the glass and good. There's the move by Torrey Morris. And the Hawks have their first lead of the ball game. 4-3, 6.5 to play in the first quarter.
Back-to-back left-handed layups by Morris.
Faison. Hicks on her like butter on toast. She stops her dribble, looking for some help desperately. It's tipped away by Jordan Smith, and Hicks comes up with a steal. Feeds Jordan Smith on a fast break. Jordan Smith lays it off the glass right side and in. That's all Jordan Smith. Tipping it. Hicks with the receive and finds her down low once again. And it is Gretchen Van Lan who calls a timeout. Valley Forge giving up 6 straight points, and the Hawks reestablish control. 6-3. Hawks in the lead. 6:15 to play in the first quarter. And I believe this was a 30-second timeout.
I didn't see the indication. I'm not sure. I didn't see the indication by the official.
Well, in any case, we will stick with you.
if we need to do some read
and sell you something, then we will.
Yeah. Well, the first thing is the Hawks have gotten a good look at the basket every time down the floor. And now the shots are falling for them. Especially Jordan Smith. She's been very active to begin the game around the basket with some offensive rebounds. A couple missed shots, but she put the last shot in for two.
Jordan Smith, she got 21 starts and 29 appearances for Towson during her senior season there last year. Averaged 3.7 points, 4.5 rebounds per game in 18 minutes. And Torrey Morris, she's got that move down pat. Gives up a little bit of size, maybe a half an inch to Janelle Brown. And maybe just that Brown is leaner and seems taller, but it seems like Torrey Morris has owned the paint whenever she has gotten the touchdown low against her.
The difference in the game is that the Hawks have been able to get the ball to Morris in the paint, whereas the Patriots have not been able to get the ball inside. So far in this game.
And that's true. The Hawks have done a fine job neutralizing Janelle Brown down low, and that's how you got to beat Valley Forge. She is a wrecking ball in the paint. Valley Forge basketball moving right to left. This is Cortez who dribbles it up. There to greet her in the backcourt is Diana Godwin, who subbed in during the timeout. Now this is Brown down low, and she's stripped and fouled by Choma Moichenna. And a couple of other personnel changes for the Hawks. Barisha Gill-Miles getting her first action, the freshman forward from Lexington, Kentucky. And the rest the same. Jordan Smith and Alexis Hicks, the starters, still in. There's the inbound to Brown. Knocked backward, falling away. She's still able to make the basket over Moichenna. Well, there's Janelle Brown. Hey, speaking of the devil, he shall appear. The Hawks doing a good job neutralizing her until that moment.
Yeah, if they get the ball to Brown, she's going to score down inside.
Alexis Hicks control in the backcourt against Cortez. Finds Gil Miles. Now they feed down low to Jordan Smith. Stripped. It's knocked away by Bailey Mayforth. Mayforth controls, and here comes Blue. Crossing right to left across the timeline. Tipped by Godwin, who plays Richard Sherman for the interception. Jordan Smith. Now it's to Alexis Hicks. Hicks turns on the Jets. Into the paint. Around Brown. Brown too strong with the layup, rebound tipped and now controlled by Valley Forge. Here comes Cortez turning on her own turbo. Around two defenders, tosses it back. Brown can't handle it. Porridge is too hot. And here comes Barisha Gill-Miles the other way, splitting the defenders. Layup and in. Well, how do you do Barisha Gill-Miles? Her first college basket, and it was a doozy. 8-5 Shore, 5 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Now this is Cortez in the right corner, guarded by Godwin. Stripped by Hicks, couldn't control it, and Faison controls. And now Hicks on a second chance gets a steal. One-on-one against Faison. Alexis Hicks left baseline to a trailing Jordan Smith. Smith is up and in.
Jordan Smith's going to score some points this year for the Hawks. I can see that coming right now.
10-5 Hawks, and they take control again as Cortez travels. She and Diana Godwin got tangled up right in front of the Hawk bench and were unable to get across, but the Patriots called for the travel.
A couple more subs for the Hawks. Coach Baxter is running them in.
And why not? First game of the year. Portia Sindor now running the points. Sindor, a freshman from Chicago. Now it's Godwin, flings top of the circle for Gil Miles. Now to Sindor again, knocked out of bounds by Cortez, who charges forward, takes out a couple of rows of the courtside seats. Somebody lost an iPhone.
Yeah.
And those are expensive. I mean,
that's
you
Bobby
see
down there doing it.
Oh, dear.
Bobby Collins down there doing a rescue for the Hawks.
Just getting used to what he'll see. Bodies flying everywhere.
Courtside seat for Coach Kyle.
Sindor splits a couple of defenders, kicks it back right corner. Not strong enough for Godwin. The steal by Cortez. Now this is Aaliyah Flowers who can't handle it. Godwin. Here comes Godwin the other way. Godwin around Cortez, yeah. Lays it off the glass and good. Diana Godwin makes up for not receiving that pass with the strip and the basket. 12-5 Hawks. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's Cortez in the backcourt, guarded by Sindor. And there's a steal by Barisha Gil-Miles. Gil-Miles, middle of the paint, lays it off from the right side and in. Barisha Gil-Miles. And now some visible frustration from Valley Forge. 14-5, the Hawks on a 14-2 run. Reach in foul, Gil-Miles, too much contact in the backcourt with Amaya Brown. Second foul against the Hawks.
A little learning situation here. I think Coach Botcher is going to explain you don't need a foul 40 feet from the bucket.
Certainly not. Yeah, 3:49 right. Remaining in the first quarter, and a couple other substitutions. In we see Lizzie LeSueur for Valley Forge. Here's Cortez, jets around Sindor. Now from the middle of the paint, a shot off the back of the backboard. No good, but Cortez pulls down her own rebound. Now LeSueur kicks it out to Flowers. Cortez in the backcourt, spins around Sindor, dishes down low. Janelle Brown lays it up and in.
You can't leave Brown. Obviously, you need to have somebody just perched right on Brown.
Valley Forge back within a touchdown, 14-7. Now on the right sideline, it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Martha Thompson. Dribbled it off her own foot with a UVF hand in her face and was unable to execute. So Valley Forge takes over again. Hawks bring the press now back off as Amaya Brown brings it up court, the freshman from Trenton, New Jersey. Brown zooms right sideline against three defenders. Now a kick out right corner and a travel. Skids her tires before the pass, and Valley Forge gives it right back. Tori Morris back into the game. Choma Moy Chena takes the seat. Personnel for the Hawks. Godwin, Sindor, Morris, Moichenna is off. Martha Thompson, and then Amanda Carney, the freshman from New Jersey. Here's Sindor into the right corner quickly, guarded by Brown. Stops the dribble, lobs inside for Morris. Morris lays it up right side with her non-dominant hand, but she is fouled. Morris and Brown both leaving at about the same time, and Brown can't control the limbs. Tori Morris to the free throw line. Morris, a 64% free throw shooter last year for Fred Batchelor. Hawks is a team. Shot around there, and Morris misses her first one short off the front of the iron. 65% free throw shooting team, the Hawks, in 2016-17. Fourth in the MEAC, so pretty good. Morris, a couple of dribbles. Second one flinged up and nothing but net. So Tori Morris, one of two from the line. She has got 5 points tonight. 15-7 Hawks, 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Hard screen, Cortez splits the defenders. No look pass right sideline to Brown. Brown dribbling back out to Cortez. Cortez fakes a pass. Now zings it for Flowers on the left wing. Top of the circle back to Brown. Lobbed inside of the free throw line. Kicked out to Cortez. Shot fake, dribbling in, and she traveled. Traveling under a leaping Hawk defender and another turnover against Valley Forge. Patriots getting their looks, but turning it over quite frequently.
Yeah, if Cortez doesn't have the ball in her hand, the Patriots seem to have a little problem.
Here comes Dayana Godwin dribbling up court. Godwin crossed the timeline, the Ocean Pines native, as the Hawks move left to right. Now this is Sindor in the backcourt. Never dribbles, finds Carney right corner. Carney cuts across, cross-court pass to Godwin. Godwin on the left wing, dribbling in towards the baseline. Float shot, a little bit short. Morris pulls down the rebound, and the Hawks reset. Sindor feeds inside for Morris again. Morris posting up against Brown, moving right to left, back to the left, and a foul as Morris flings it up with the left hand and draws contact. Second foul against Janelle Brown, and that's bad news if you're Gretchen Levan and Valley Forge, as your top talent overall has been neutralized now with two fouls in the first quarter.
Yeah, which means a lot of bench time coming up for Ms. Brown.
Morris back to the free throw line. Hits the first, nothing but net. So a substitution. Brown takes a seat. And Bailey May fourth in. Now Tori Morris, the senior from Hendren, Virginia. Last year, her first season as a Maryland Eastern Shore Hawk. 5.5 points and 5 rebounds per game. Led the team in boards. Regine Martin back into the game as Dayana Godwin takes a seat.
Yeah, Godwin did pretty well in her stint in there to set this quarter.
Morris short on the second free throw attempt, so 1 of 2 again. It's 16-7 Hawks, 2 minutes to play until the end of the quarter. Cortez cuts around Sindor. No look, fling into the left corner. This is an 18-foot jumper. Lesueur too strong. Rebound jostled around. Pile of humanity, and Morris comes up with it. Morris, she'll hand off to Sindor, and Sindor will have to hurry to get across the timeline. 22-21, and she's across. Left to right, move the Hawks. Sindor feeds Carney on the right corner. Around the horn to Regine Martin, left wing. Martin, left elbow to Morris. Pass to Carney. Carney pulls up from three. Too strong. Contact down low, but no foul call as Cortez comes up with it. Amanda Carney, she'll pull up from three more often than not. Just a freshman. That's what we already know about her. Here's Amaya Brown in the backcourt. Calling out some instructions. Zings it to the right sideline for Cortez. Cortez, bounce pass inside, intercepted by Carney. Carney read the play beautifully, and now here comes Sindor cutting across the logo. Sindor taking it herself coast to coast. Cuts back for Martin. Martin wide open for three, and well short. Morris chases down the board but can't control the handle, and it falls to Cortez. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Hawks a 9-point lead. Cortez right to left, and it's intercepted by Martin. There's Regine Martin providing the defense again. Martin, top of the circle, lob pass for Sindor on the right wing. Sindor will take it herself, right baseline. Pull up 10-footer, way strong. Maybe grazed the backboard, and the rebound is to UVF.
She almost missed that backboard that time. A little excitement there.
Excitable. Yeah, early season jitters. Here's a pull up from the right elbow. Missed, rebound chased down by Lesueur. Lesueur in the right corner, guarded by Carney. It's knocked out of bounds. Carney got a hand on it, and last touch by the Shore. Patriots retain possession.
Carney very aggressive for the Hawks off the bench as a freshman.
Barisha Gill miles back into the game as Portia Sindor takes a seat. Now Cortez gets a seat for the Patriots as well. This is Tanya Faison. Faison with the shot clock off, 20 seconds to play before the break. May 4 thought about three, instead lobs inside for Lesueur. Lesueur post up, blocked by Morris, stripped by the Hawks, and now Eastern Shore with a chance for the final period in this first quarter. This is Martha Thompson, left baseline. Six to shoot. Morris out to Carney. Carney right wing for three. No good. Rebound. Gil Miles chases it down. Turnaround jumper. Yes! Barisha Gil Miles. Second chance points. One of the stars of the first quarter with the exclamation point for the Hawks. She had 6 of the 18 points. And Maryland Eastern Shore takes an 18-7 lead out of the first quarter. We'll be right back with the second quarter. Hawks up 11. This is the Shore Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Looking for a new car? Look no further than the Car Store. Call Cedric Armwood today at 443-944-3440. At the Car Store in Salisbury,
the Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports, showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back at the Heights Center, second quarter action underway now. Eastern Shore leading Valley Forge 18-7. Wilterborn, Dave Bird with you. And a quick pull-up jumper from three is in and out. Martha Thompson missed it. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Smith. Smith tries to zoom around May 4th. She can't get around. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Blue. Dave, quick look at the stats from that first quarter. Bresha Gill, Miles, and Torrey Morris each 6 points. The Hawks forcing 12 turnovers in the first 10 minutes. Now an inbound, backcourt to Martin. Now it's Carney in the left corner. Feeds inside, Bresha Gill, Miles posting up. Cuts across the paint, just misses the layup too strong. Rebound wrestled away from Smith, and up with it comes Amaya Brown. Brown crosses the timeline. Here's a pass to Flowers. Flowers zooming in right sideline. She's fouled going up by Martha Thompson. And Valley Forge has a couple of more free throws coming up.
Right, it's going to be interesting to see who plays in the middle for the Hawks when Morris is not in there. We'll watch. It looks like Jordan Smith is occupying that spot now.
Smith, Gil Miles could play down low. Choma Moichana got some action in the first quarter as the first free throw's up and good by Aaliyah Flowers. Sophomore from Reading, Pennsylvania, averaged 6 points and three rebounds a game last year. Had a season-high 26 on January 13th against the Mid-Atlantic Christian College. Second free throw up and good, so she makes them both. 18-9 Eastern Shore, half a minute gone by in the second quarter. Quickly across the logo is Regine Martin, tries to find Martha Thompson in the corner. It's knocked out of bounds. Zooming out of the pack is Aaliyah Flowers. Nice hustle there. Gil Miles to inbound. Regine Martin in the backcourt. Finds the right wing. That's Martha Thompson. Back up to Martin, top of the circle. Now Gil Miles. Martin again. Slings it to Carney. Bounce pass left baseline for Martha Thompson. Spin move inside. Jordan Smith from the center of the paint. Easy layup. Smith on the feed from Martha Thompson. The two grad transfers getting it done. It's now 20-9 Eastern Shore. Now a pull-up jumper for three. No good by Cortez. Rebound too strong on an attempt by Flowers. And here comes Martin left to right for the Shore. Martin, bounce pass. Right corner for Martha Thompson. Inside Jordan Smith again. Double team. Kicks it out for Gil Miles. Gil Miles cuts across her man. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Left low block. Tries to get separation and has to travel to do it. So the defense holds down low for Valley Forge. But again, Bresha Gill-Miles, almost kinetic energy.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy in there. I mean, she needs to use the backboard, though, in order to get that ball to fall. She's getting good looks at it.
Well, freshmen, they'll learn. UVF across the midway line. This is Cortez running the point once again. Now it's Bailey May 4th. Kicks it out for Faison, top of the circle. Faison's pass tipped out of bounds. Carney got her mitts on it. And it'll stay on the Valley Forge end, 15 to shoot.
Yeah, Corny impresses me with the ability to play a little defense and hands in the passing lane and rushes. Something Coach Batcher, I'm sure, is happy about.
Long arms at 5'9". 10 to shoot. Backcourt is Flowers. Slings it for Cortez on the left wing. Bounces it in. Free throw line for Mayforth. Mayforth intercepted by Regine Martin. Too many white jerseys in there. Now it's Martha Thompson on a fast break. Thompson too strong. Smith rips the rebound away, and the Hawks will reset. Carney, left wing for three. Got it! The first three-pointer for Amanda Carney, and it's nothing but net. She'll have quite a few of those by the time her career is done. Mark our words. Shore with a 23-9 lead. Seven and change to play in the first half. Cortez lobs it to the left corner. Mayforth pulls up three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Martin. Martin zooming up the left sideline. Martin cutting in herself. Martin takes it all the way. Bounces three times. Can't get the layup to convert. Jordan Smith comes down with another rebound. She's fouled going back up.
Yeah, the Hawks getting up and down the floor very effectively. For Coach Batcher.
Bailey May 4th with the foul, and here comes Jordan Smith. Durham, North Carolina native, the heart of MEAC country. Her first free throw up and good. And a substitution, Alexis Hicks back in as Martha Thompson takes a seat. Smith, a degree in healthcare management from Towson University. It's her graduate year.
Good.
Here at Maryland Eastern Shore. Second free throw up, push it to the right. Rebound pulled down by Cortez. So 24-9 Hawks. 7.5 to play before halftime. Cortez flings it to the right, silent for Faison. Faison pumps the pass out to Cortez. Pump fake in the left corner. Cortez centers up, hands off backcourt for Faison. Circling up left baseline, stops her dribble, looking inside, stripped by Gil Miles, but she kicked it. A kick against Maryland Eastern Shore, and they'll reset the clock to 15 seconds.
One more second.
There it is. Tori Morris back in, so is Deanna Godwin. Godwin, of course, from Ocean Pines, a Stephen Decatur graduate.
Yes, saw her play 4 years in a row. She scored a lot of points for the Seahawks.
Well, I'm sure that as a Pocomoke man, you were glad to see her graduate.
She's a good kid. I like to watch a good basketball.
Hawks play. Control the inbound. Somebody got a finger on it. Here comes Alexis Hicks. Dribbles behind her back across the timeline. Guarded by Flowers. Got some separation. Finds Carney in the left wing, and she got it again. Amanda Carney finding her stroke from the left wing. That's two threes in the first 3 minutes of this quarter. 27-9, the Hawks tripling up the Patriots.
And she's 2-for-4 from three-point land. And two she missed were right on target.
May 4th in the right corner, guarded by Carney. Flings it out backcourt for Flowers. Now centers to Faison. Faison 14 to shoot. Passes around Hicks. This is Cortez. A double team waits her in the backcourt. 9 to shoot. Hicks guarding Cortez. Pass tried to thread the needle. It's jostled around a couple of times. And a shot by Flowers. Fouled hard by Tori Morris. Morris made life difficult for the 5-4 guard down low, but Aaliyah Flowers will at least get some free throws out of it. Flowers back to the free throw line. Graduate of the Cyber School in Reading, Pennsylvania. Rattles home her first free throw. A sub due in for UVF, presumably in for the shooter. Flowers' second free throw up and good. And here comes the substitute. Flowers out, and in comes Amaya Brown, freshman from Trenton, New Jersey, who got the start. Hicks sprints across the midway line. Now it's Carney in the left corner. Bounces it down low for Morris on the baseline. Back out to Carney. Another three-pointer just off the mark. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by White. It's going Valley Forge's way. Well, Amanda Carney. Yeah. No early jitters for her. No. She's shooting threes left, right, and center.
She's got the green light.
Hawks with a bit of a mini full court press. Now it's a double team in the backcourt, and Alexis Hicks with a little bit of a poke check against Cortez as Cortez tried to circle her way around. Clock resets. Valley Forge to inbound. This is Amaya Brown just to the left of us. Now it's Faison. Faison behind the back dribble to try and get around Godwin. Godwin sticks up with her. This is Faison. Faison stopped her dribble. Will she have to walk? And a timeout called. Just gotten off. And Gretchen Van Lan. Oh, I do not want to be at the other end of those eyes right now. The coach's intense stare. And a timeout for Valley Forge. 6:03 to play in the second quarter. Hawks up 27-11. I think we'll step aside at least for a little bit. This is the Shore Sports Network on SFMSports.net.
Committed to serving you even better. McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center in Princess Anne. Stop by when you need us and experience our expanded services, including 3D mammography for advanced early detection of breast cancer. Conveniently located next to Food Lion in Princess Anne and open 7 days a week from 10 to 8. Most insurance plans are accepted and no appointments are needed at McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center. McCready Health, with you for life.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special Maryland Eastern Shore partner rates. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official partner of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics, and proud to bring you this broadcast of Hawks basketball on SFMSports.net.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore basketball from SFMSports.net.
We're back in Princess Anne. Hawks 27, Patriots 11. 6:03 to play in the second quarter. Hawks shooting just 3 of 10 from the floor in the second quarter, but Valley Forge has not scored except for on the free throw line, Dave, and the Hawks starting to pull away here.
And Hawks getting a lot of shots, 31 shots so far.
Valley Forge basketball tipped by Carney, and now it's Hawk basketball. Gil Miles, a burst of speed right to left, challenging three defenders, works her way around Cortez and lays it up and in. Cortez set up to take a charge, and Gil Miles just said, no, thank you, I'll get around. These are like a traffic circle.
Gil Miles can get them down the floor.
29 to 11, Eastern Shore on top. And now into the left wing, that's Brown, out for Faison. Straight away three, tried to bank it in, and it was halfway down. Last minute denied by the bank. And here comes Godwin bursting the other way for the Hawks. This is Carney quickly inside for Gil Miles. Posting up, turn around. Doesn't use the backboard, misses it. But Morris gets the rebound. She lays it up, and it swirls down in.
Yeah. Gil Miles got that pass because the defense came out on Carney because they know she's going to shoot the three.
It's a 20-point lead, and here's a steal in the backcourt by Alexis Hicks. One-on-one with Cortez. Hicks up and in, and one. Alexis Hicks. She's reading Cortez like a favorite novel. And Cortez with a half-frustration foul that time, hacking her on the way up. But Hicks with her first basket of this quarter and of this game.
Yeah. The Hawks' pressure defense has caused all kinds of problems for the Patriots, especially at the top of the key area.
Alexis is a 73% shooter from the line last year, and she lives up to reputation. Nothing but net. A three-point play the old-fashioned way. 34-11. Shore on top halfway through the second quarter. Cortez, Hicks guarding here again. Crossover. Cortez gets by her. Three on one, and it's stolen by Hicks again. Hicks, like a cornerback, reading it once again. Alexis feeds down low. Carney wide open, and she's stripped from behind. A block by Mayford. Carney gets her own rebound, kicks out for Godwin. Now it's back to Hicks. Godwin right baseline, challenging. And now a rainbow cross court. Some contact down low. And the officials starting to congregate here. Charge or
she
block?
In the, it can't be. She was inside the...
Officials tonight, Edward Matthews, DeJuan Chapman, and Gene Tucker. Our first crew of the season.
Yeah. They're just getting into it, too, you know.
And the call is against Maryland Eastern Shore, it looks like. Wave of substitutions now. Like a hockey sub, the entire new line is in. We'll get the personnel. Morris stays out for Eastern Shore. She's joined by Dominique Walker, junior college transfer, first action of the game. Also Martha Thompson. Well, Hicks is out there as well, and Martin. That's Valley Forge basketball. Right corner, this is Mayforth. Mayforth stripped away. Hicks comes up with another steal. That one started by Walker. Hicks takes it herself. Pulls up from the 19-foot on the left wing. No good. Rebound tipped around Morris. Coming down with it is Eastern Shore again. And that was Dominique Walker who got down low. Drew the foul off her head. And another infraction against the Patriots. And that's Bailey Mayforth, the other big down low for UVF. First free throw up and good, and that's Dominique Walker, junior from Bel Air, Maryland, 5'8". Watkins Mill High School graduate, transferred from Harford Community College.
Nice looking free throw.
Second one up and good. Swirls home. Walker, who had 13 points and 9 rebounds a game last year for Harford, hits her first couple of free throws in the Division I ranks. Now it's 36-11 Eastern Shore. 4 and change to play before halftime. Down to Janelle Brown with Morris in her face. Can't get the angle, and Morris comes down with another rebound. This is Hicks moving left to right for White. Hicks feeds a rainbow down low for Walker. Walker, pump fake, up and in. Dominique Walker, an easy layup. 38-11, Merrill Eastern Shore, and another steal by Alexis Hicks. Her rainbow tipped around. This is Martha Thompson. Scoop layup off the glass and good. Alexis Hicks, she might have ball magnets in her palms today. How many steals does that been for her? And there's another steal. This time it's Martha Thompson. Left side layup in.
One from each side for Thompson.
And a full timeout taken by Gretchen Levan. All of a sudden, since the last timeout, the Shore has gone on a 15-0 run. And with 3:31 to play before the half, the Hawks lead the Valley Forge Patriots 42-11. We'll take a break, come back right after this on the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hi, you lost?
Yes, Medicare is such a maze.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
You've made the necessary sacrifices. Been fighting the good fight for as long as you can remember. And now perhaps it's time to enjoy a little fruit from all that labor. A bit of indulgence in the form of the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition. Real wood trim, tungsten chrome accents, and an advanced technology touchscreen. All surrounded by a highly capable, hardworking truck that'll never let you forget what it took to get here. The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back on Delmarva, 42-11, Maryland Eastern Shore leading Valley Forge. Game one of the 2017-18 season. We've got 3 minutes, 31 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and it's been all Hawks, who since the last time out before this one are on a 15-0 run. Valley Forge basketball, Natalie Cortez approaching the timeline and crosses the logo with Alexis Hicks right in her face once again. And Hicks has owned that matchup. And another tip in the backcourt, chased down by Brown, and Blue keeps it. Brown feeds inside for Janelle Brown, leaps way up there to get it. And Brown too strong on a layup, but Torrey Morris with the foul. Well, there's an instance, Dave, where Janelle Brown, I mean, she's been neutralized for most of the game, but to be able to leap like that, that's going to pay off swimmingly.
Yeah. The problem is that they cannot get the ball to her. If they get the ball to her, she's going to score inside.
And Brown with her first free throw, nothing but net. Janelle Brown last year shot 65% from the floor. Held under double figures just once all season as Morris takes a seat. And in comes Choma Moichenna. But Brown, her freshman year at Valley Forge, 18 points, 15 rebounds a game. And last year, second team All-American. Second free throw up and short. Off the front of the iron. Rebound by Moichenna. Hicks left to right. Flings it for Martin. Martin on the right wing. Inside zing for Dominique Walker. Walker cuts across the paint. Right edge of the paint. Kicks it back out for Martin. 17 to shoot. Hicks in the backcourt. And a long pass tipped away by Flowers. It'll stay on the Eastern Shore end.
Yeah, way too long a pass that time. Everybody knew it.
Inbound. This is Alexis Hicks running the point, doing a fine job so far. 10 to shoot. Screen up coming by Walker. Hicks takes it. Now goes back the other way. Cuts across middle of the paint. Spin move. Middle of the paint. 10 foot off the glass and good. And many veterans, David, the bank is open for Alexis Hicks. 44-12 Hawks. 2:40 to play before the break. And now this is Martha Thompson. Got a hand on a pass from Amaya Brown in the left corner, but a foul called away from the basket, it looks. Choma Moichenna, her second foul, and that sends Janelle Brown to the free throw line. That was the sixth team foul of this quarter against the Hawks, which means they're over the limit. It only goes to 5, remember, in quarters before resetting. So here comes Brown again.
It was the fifth foul. I think they changed the foul. Mm-hmm.
First free throw, too strong back iron. Brown, her one weakness in her game, as is the case for many centers in basketball, free throw shooting. Shot just 60% from the floor. Second free throw up and good, so she hits 2 of 4 in the past minute, and it's 44-13. Valley Forge hasn't scored but from the free throw line in this entire quarter. Martha Thompson splits the double team, and she's blocked from behind by Brown on a layup attempt. Well, that looked like a practice layup from Martha Thompson. She got a big hand of Janelle Brown in her face. Hawks to inbound. This is Regine Martin in the left corner. Martin gets around her man, pulls up from 13 foot. Too short. Rebound right there with it is Thompson, and Martha Thompson lays it in. Too easy. 46-13. Eastern Shore in the lead. Two and change to play before half. Cortez tripped up in the middle of the paint by Hicks the one time that she got around her, and she ends up sliding across the court for it. Second foul against Hicks, and that puts Cortez in the line to shoot two. Natalie Cortez hits her first free throw. Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm sure it's very cold there today. She wants to visit the Bahamas someday and get away from all of it. Second free throw, back iron, rebound for Regine Martin. So 46-14. Martin left to right. Finds Sindor on the left sideline. Portia Sindor back into the game. Rainbow into the right wing for Martha Thompson. Now right baseline. A pull up from 10 foot off the front iron and down in for Dominique Walker. Physics is her friend today. 48-14 Maryland Eastern Shore. This is Flowers. Flowers left wing. Guarded closely by Martha Thompson. Cortez has it. Falls over. Regine Martin. No, that's Sindor who reaches around her. Chaos in the backcourt, and finally Regine Martin comes up with it. Rainbow to Martha Thompson. Thompson lobs down low. This is Walker. Walker fakes a shot. Cortez flies over her, and an easy lay-in for Dominique Walker. 50-14.
Thompson and Walker, two lookalikes out there, playing the same way.
Cortez doing anything to try and get around three defenders. There's a handoff accidental for Brown. Now it's to Janelle Brown, right baseline, in and out. Rebound tipped around once and controlled by Martha Thompson. She's a guard, but at 5'9 and a lanky 5'9, Dave, she seems a lot taller than that. 1 minute to play in the second quarter. This is Portia Sindor moving left low block. Kicks it out for Moichenna from the free throw line. Yes! Choma Moichenna. Loops it around and down low. 52-14, Moichenna's first field goal. This is Brown. Brown, left side of the paint, stolen down low by Martha Thompson. Just too many white jerseys down there.
The Hawks are not big, but their 5'9 players are very lengthy. And that could be a big plus down the road.
10-second difference, shot and game clock. Regine Martin, top of the circle now to Walker. This is Sindor on the right wing, 10 to shoot. Walker finds Martha Thompson driving left side of the paint. Scoop pass, tipped once. This is Walker again. Dominique banks it, no good, too strong. Rebound Janelle Brown. 10 seconds to play before halftime. Streaking up the right sideline is Amaya Brown. Brown taking on two defenders and an offensive foul as the Hawks get back in time. And that is Regine Martin. Who else down there to take the charge?
Well, she took a charge that time. That was... Body contact.
Sindor to Martin. Martin pulls up from three from 35 foot, too short. Can't beat the buzzer, but Maryland Eastern Shore with a scintillating first half performance. They lead the Valley Forge Patriots 52-14 halfway through opening night of the season. We'll take a quick break, come back, break down the statistics, everything you need to know about this dominating first half for the Hawks, and we'll have much more than that. 52-14, Eastern Shore leading Valley Forge. This is the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake?
No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that.
All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the Bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
If you're looking for some good old-fashioned fun with a new twist, Southbound Alley in Salisbury is the place to be. With delicious food and drink specials, 20 lanes of bowling, and the best arcade and billiards room in town, Southbound Alley is a great place to bring the whole family. Southbound Alley has private rooms ready for your next event, holidays, birthdays, business outings, and more. Located in Salisbury on Southbound Route 13 across from Fruitland Walmart. Call for details or like us on Facebook. Southbound Alley in Salisbury is the place to be.
Did you know there's a phantom hiding in your home? In places you'd never suspect. In any instant-on device, like that great new HD TV or your family game console. Even your computer equipment, like printers, monitors, and speakers. Yep, the phantom is a pretty sneaky character stealing the electricity that's costing you money, even when your electrical devices are turned off. Don't let the phantom hide from you. Plug into power strips that you can turn off whenever devices are not in use. This reminder from Chop Tank Electric, a Touchstone Energy cooperative, keeping members first every day.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Hawks Halftime Show. Maryland Eastern Shore wins basketball, leading Valley Forge 52-14. Let me say that again, 52-14 at half. Will DeBoer and Dave Bird with you courtside in Princess Anne. And Dave, we could pretty much anticipate it that this was going to be not the most challenging game for Maryland Eastern Shore, but they've come out and they've done their job. Coach Batchelor has gone 12 deep onto the bench. He's played everybody who is active. Of course, CeCe Byram, Kieri Eaton out tonight. Kasina Popovich not dressed for the game, but he's put everybody in, and everybody, it seems, have done their job.
Yes, all 12. And then there really hadn't been any kind of deficiency coming off the bench at all. So I'm sure Coach Batchelor is really happy about that. We got a bunch of 5'9 girls with a nice wingspan that are playing very good defense, hands in the passing lane. Our guards are putting all kinds of pressure on the Patriot guards, and they cannot get the ball to Janelle Brown. And that's most of their offense. Mm-hmm. So that's why they only have 14 points and a half.
That's right, 7 in each quarter. The Hawks with 18 in the first and then 34 in the second as they really started to heat up and control the game. And part of it is, you know, the Division III school that just doesn't match up physically to a Division I caliber team. But part of it is, you know, the Hawks are just look really, really good. Let's get to the first half stats for you. The Hawks shooting 22 of 49 from the floor. That's 45%. 2 of 8 from three-point range. Both makes by Amanda Carney off the bench. 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Valley Forge just 3 of 15 from the floor. 20%. 0 for 6 in the second quarter. 0 for 4 from beyond the arc. And 8 of 12 from the free throw line, which has been their saving grace. Over half their points coming from the charity stripe. Leading scorers for the Hawks, Tori Morris and Barisha Gill-Miles and Dominique Walker each have 8 points. Morris, 3 of 3 shooting, but 4 rebounds in 11 minutes of action. Gill-Miles, 8 points off the bench and a couple of offensive boards. And Dominique Walker, 8 points in 5 minutes, a burst of points down low at the dying moments of the second quarter. Other scorers for the Hawks, Jordan Smith with 7 points, 3 of 7 shooting. 6 for Amanda Carney off the bench. She's had a couple of trays on 5 attempts. 6 points for Martha Thompson, the graduate transfer guard. 5 points for Alexis Hicks. 2 each for Choma Moichena and Diana Godwin. And then scoreless in the first half have been Regine Martin and Portia Sindor. As for Valley Forge, 8 points from Janelle Brown, 3 of 6 shooting, 2 of 4 from free throw line, and a couple of rebounds, and that's pretty much it. 4 points for Aaliyah Flowers, 2 points for Natalie Cortez, and nothing for anybody else. So the Hawks well, as much as they are neutralizing Janelle Brown, they seem content to let her do all the scoring and just shut everybody else down, Dave.
I mean, that's exactly what's happened. Their guards or any perimeter player cannot do just about anything with a basketball because the Hawks are on them. They're playing that person-to-person defense and just sticking it with them. They're out athletic and they're just denying the basketball everywhere. And that's why they've scored 7 points in each quarter.
In every way possible. Other stats for you. Maryland Eastern Shore out-rebounding Valley Forge 26-17, including 16-5 on the offensive end. And the rest of these stats basically just indicative of D1 against D3. Assists, the Shore 12-3. Turnovers, the Hawks with 5 in the first half. Valley Forge 24 first-half turnovers. Blocks 3-1. Valley Forge does hold the advantage. And then Maryland Eastern Shore with 19 steals to force those 24 turnovers. 2 steals for UVF. Hawks were up 18-7 in the first quarter. They outscored them 34-7 in the second. Maryland Eastern Shore total control in their first game of the season at the Hype Center tonight. Yeah. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I had the chance to speak to Torrey Morris, the senior center for the Hawks. A rather fine conversation. We'll air that for you. And after that, we'll come back for the final 20 minutes of the season opener. Maryland Eastern Shore's Hawks leading Valley Forge's Patriots 52-14 at the break. This is the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
It's the Veterans Day sale at JCPenney. Saturday and Sunday, save up to 60% on select mattresses from your favorite brands like Sealy, Serta, Stearns & Foster, and Beautyrest. Plus, get an extra 25% off mattresses with your coupon. Plus, get up to 60-month special financing on qualifying purchases. Don't sleep on it. Get to JCPenney this weekend. JCPenney. Coupon valid 11/9 through 11/12. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms 11/1 through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or gcp.com for details.
Before the holidays, it's the little things at CVS Pharmacy that help get you ready for the season. Like decadent Ghirardelli chocolates, now buy one, get one 50% off. And Hallmark greeting cards for friends and family. CVS Pharmacy offers so many other little things too. Like a $10 CVS Pharmacy cash card. Yours when you spend $30 on select items, including Progresso soup, now 3 for $4. Head to your neighborhood CVS Pharmacy today and save big on all the little things for everyone on your list.
You've made the necessary sacrifices, been fighting the good fight for as long as you can remember. And now perhaps it's time to enjoy a little fruit from all that labor. A bit of indulgence in the form of the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition. Real wood trim, tungsten chrome accents, and an advanced technology touchscreen, all surrounded by a highly capable, hardworking truck that'll never let you forget what it took to get here. The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Hawks Halftime Show. We're here with Torrey Morris, senior center for Maryland Eastern Shore this year. First of several interviews I'm sure she'll have as one of the senior leaders. So, Torrey, first question, basically that. How are you approaching this, your senior year of college basketball?
This senior season, I decided that, you know, the team should go out with a bang. We really want to win that national championship. We have a lot of weapons this year with newcomers Jordan and Martha. We also have, you know, a freshman point guard that can help and step in as well.
Now, you and Alexis Hicks are kind of two of the head honchos of the team now. How did you two come together, and did you come together and basically say, hey, you know, this is our team now, we got to lead it?
Me and Alexis Hicks just have that bond and that connection automatically, so we just knew from the jump that we had to have that leadership from preseason to season, and then we'll carry it on through offseason as well.
Now, last year, the team dealt with several key injuries, but it seemed to step up in those key moments. I remember specifically you in the Hampton game with double-digit points and rebounds and pulling off the stunner. So how did you guys sort of come together in the midst of all the missing personnel last year and still come up big?
We had to think that, you know, there are injuries and we are going to be plagued by that, but there's also other things that could have injured us as well. And so we decided that we had to stop thinking about the injuries and just play our game.
And then coming into this offseason and this season itself, how did you guys, the returners, mesh with the newcomers? Did you sort of get that familial bonds that we see a lot from teams?
It started off a little rough at the beginning. We weren't all used to each other, and some of the, you know, newcomers weren't used to us, and the old people were still injured as well. But we learned that we just had to come together as a team, and with the new coaches as well, that kind of helped mix everybody together.
Now, you specifically, what have you done to improve your game, and what do you feel is the part of your game that you have improved the most in the past few months?
I would say that I took on more of a scoring mentality. Before, I kind of just stayed in the back, and if they needed me to step up, then I would. But now I'm just stepping up from the jump rather than waiting for someone to make me step up.
Now, you alluded to this at the beginning, but what is a successful season for you, and what's a successful season for this team?
A successful season for us would be winning the MEAC Championship regular season and the actual tournament, and then going to the NCAA.
All right, Tori, thanks. Best of luck this season as you go after those goals.
Thank you.
Tori Morris, everybody. We'll be right back with the second half, the Hawks and the Patriots, here on the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
Hey Hawks fans, season tickets are on sale now. Visit umestickets.com to get your basketball season tickets. Stop by the athletic office, go online, or check your mailbox. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore tickets. There's no better place to be this basketball season than the Heights, cheering your Hawks on towards a conference championship. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore basketball season tickets now at umestickets.com. Support Eastern Shore Athletics, because after all, this is our shore and our team.
Committed to serving you even better. McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center in Princess Anne. Stop by when you need us and experience our expanded services, including 3D mammography for advanced early detection of breast cancer. Conveniently located next to Food Lion in Princess Anne and open 7 days a week from 10 to 8. Most insurance plans are accepted and no appointments are needed at McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center. McCready Health, with you for life.
The Mideastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports, showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mideastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Heights Athletic Center. Second half action between the Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks and the Valley Forge Patriots. About 1 minute away. The women on top 52-14 as we head to the final 20 minutes of action. Quick look around Hawk Athletics. The men follow this ball game, a sort of de facto doubleheader, if you will. The Valley Forge Patriots on the men's side visiting Bobby Collins and company. That game will start about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one. It'll be broadcast on SFMSports.net as well as Fox Sports AM 960. The release coming out officially today. We're back on Fox Sports and certainly glad to be back on the air with them. Meanwhile, down in Norfolk, the Hawk volleyball team leading Norfolk State 25-17 and 25-10. They won the first two sets in that matchup. Hawks, with two wins over the weekend, can complete an undefeated run through the MEAC in volleyball this season. And guess what? Next weekend, they are hosting the MEAC Volleyball Tournament.
Right here.
Right here at the Heitch Center. The Shore with a chance to win their first MEAC in 5 years. They won back-to-back crowns in 2011 and 12, trying to go to the NCAA tournament for the first time in the second Toby Renz era. And certainly on the track to do that.
And we're rooting for them.
UVF basketball as we begin the second half of action. Teams switch sides. Blue moving left to right. Cortez the inbound, and this is Faison who will bring it up for Valley Forge. Crosses the logo with Hicks in her face. Hicks gets a finger on it, tips it out of bounds onto the Valley Forge bench. And again, Alexis Hicks all over the place. She had 6 of the Hawks' 19 steals in the first half. Inbound, this is Bailey Mayforth. Mayforth into Faison, tipped and controlled. This is Jordan Smith, the steal, and here comes Regine Martin the other way. Martin at the free throw line, setter set, dribbles out, a pass to Hicks. Hicks in the left wing, she'll center up, guarded loosely by Amaya Brown. Hicks, Martha Thompson, Jordan Smith, Morris, and Regine Martin. Same starting five for Fred Batchelor to start this third quarter. Tend to shoot, Hicks makes her move, right side of the paint. Floater off the glass and good. Alexis Hicks reads the angle perfectly, and the first bucket of the half for the Hawks puts them up 54-14. 1 minute in. Cortez from the right wing. UVF looking for its first field goal since the first quarter, and they've got it. It banks in. Tanaya Faison. Left-handed three-pointer from straight away, and it's now 54-17. Valley Forge down. Regine Martin in the backcourt, running the point for the moment. Morris sneaks out for a pick and roll, applies it. Martin takes it. Now she'll spot up from three, rattles it too short and too strong, and a rebound, a reach-in foul against Tori Morris on the rebound attempt, and Valley Forge takes over.
Yeah, silly foul by Morris. She just reached over the top. The Hawks being nice to the Patriots. They're playing a zone defense. Now for the first time in the ballgame.
Well, that's Fred Batchelor calling off the dogs as much as he can. And he can't really go deeper into the bench. All 12 of them played in the first half.
That's right.
Rainbow cross court, left sideline to Cortez. Cortez her own rainbow to Amaya Brown. Now top of the circle again to Flowers. Faison, rather, and she misses the shot from the free throw line. Too strong off the backboard. Rebound to Hicks. Hicks right to left across the timeline. Hawks in the white uniforms again. This is Martha Thompson, left wing, flings it down low for Morris. Left low block, splits the double team, hook shot up and in. Tori Morris, that big man's move down below. And now Bailey Mayforth gets some separation in the paint, falling away, right baseline. She is off the glass and good. And Fred Batchelor comes out immediately and calls timeout that time, as it looks like Maryland Eastern Shore might have napped a bit getting back on defense.
Yeah. Too easy a bucket there, a little bit too laid back, and they got beat down the floor that time. First time this game they got beat down the floor. So Coach Batchelor just sent a little message right off the bat.
We'll take a quick break. 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter, 56-19, Maryland Eastern Shore on top. This is the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Celebrate the holiday season in Somerset County with unique events for the entire family. Check out Christmas in Crisfield starting November 25th with a crab pot Christmas tree, the annual parade, and tea with Mrs. Claus. Princess Anne will come alive on December 2nd with their Christmas parade, holiday home tour, and a candlelight reception. Shop local for special holiday incentives and a wide selection of gift items. Check out visitsomerset.com for more information. Somerset County, a great place to celebrate.
Lower Shore Immediate Care, quality care close to you. Open 7 days a week. Just a short drive to Princess Anne, located next to Caesar's Pizza. No appointment necessary. Be seen promptly. Quality care by caring professionals. Jack Bird, Kevin Mull, and Megan East. Locally owned by your neighbors. Visit LowerShoreImmediateCare.com and remember to like them on Facebook. Providing top-notch care for the Lower Shore and beyond. Lower Shore Immediate Care.
Back on Delmarva, 56-19, Eastern Shore leading Valley Forge. 8 minutes even to play in this third quarter. Hawks bringing it up court. Right to left, this is Alexis Hicks who runs the point. Same starting five out there for Maryland Eastern Shore. Coming off a Fred Batchelor timeout where the team fell asleep getting back on defense. This one fed inside to Torrey Morris. Morris, and it's blocked by Brown. Janelle Brown hitting the high road against Torrey Morris. Now quickly the other way is Valley Forge. Flinging to the left corner. This is Mayforth. Mayforth dribbling out. Bounce pass to Cortez. Back to Mayforth. Left corner. Three way short. Someone might have gotten a hand on it. Rebound falls right to Brown. And Brown works around two Hawk defenders to lay it off the glass and good. 56-21, and now Jordan Smith in the same sort of way gets separation down low and lays it nothing but net. Jordan Smith with the field goal. She's got 9 points. Hawks back up 58-21. Free throw line now, a bounce pass down low to Brown. Misses the layup point blank. Rebound Martha Thompson. Here comes Hicks streaking up the right sideline. Crosses the timeline. Now it's to Martha Thompson in the right corner. Thompson cutting in right to left across the paint. Layup too strong, back iron, rebound, that's Faison. Faison up to Cortez in the front court. Now this is right corner for Flowers, Brown rather. Brown with a rainbow out to Faison. Now Cortez cutting across the middle of the paint, stood up straight by Morris. Here comes Regine Martin up the left channel. Martin waiting for some troops to get back, feeds Hicks. Now it's down low for Jordan Smith, and Smith lays it off the glass and good. Jordan Smith back to back, easy layups. And the right low block, and now it's 60-21 Hawks.
Two good assists by Alexis Hicks. She's not only getting her hands on the ball defensively, she's passing to her teammate.
Mayforth misses a three-pointer strong from the left corner. Rebound for Thompson, and here comes Alexis Hicks again. Hicks, jumper 18-foot strong. Rebound, this is Brown. Brown for Valley Forge as the Patriots move left to right. 60-21 Hawks, 6 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Hawks in that 2-3 zone defense.
Cortez, left corner behind the back, pass to Mayforth. Nice athleticism that time. Now Janelle Brown working against Alexis Hicks, and it's up and good. Well, that play is going to pay dividends for Valley Forge once they get into NCCAA and Division III scheduling. Absolutely.
Yeah. She can score inside.
60-23 is Janelle Brown providing all the offense. 12 points now for the Patriots. This is Jordan Smith on the right baseline. Mayforth gets knocked down as Smith rolls it home. Not enough contact to warrant a foul call. Now Jordan Smith with three quick layups in succession for the Hawks in the third quarter. 62-23, halfway through the third quarter. This is Cortez from the free throw line. Morris got a hand on it from behind. Push to the left. Rebound is for White. This is Alexis Hicks dancing up the right sideline. Slows down. Everybody gets in position. Now it's Martha Thompson left wide open for three. Missed everything. Just grazes the bottom of the backboard. And the rebound for Faison.
I don't think that's her shot from over in that way.
Well, when you're open by about 20 feet, you've pretty much got no choice but to at least try. Mayforth, scoop pass in the backcourt for Faison, left to a wide open right wing, a three-pointer no good by Brown, shaking her head to herself as she gets back on defense. Here's Hicks with the rebound, 3-on-2 for the Hawks, pitch out to Regine Martin. Martin on the right wing, and she'll dribble out. Fred Batchelor calling for a reset. Now it's Alexis Hicks right in front of the bench. Fred Batchelor, his 14th season as head coach. Sidney Rakes, first season as associate head coach. And an offensive foul.
It's against Thompson, I believe.
Martha Thompson called for a push away from the basketball. And it looks like with the foul, we will take another media timeout. 4:21 remaining in the third quarter. Maryland Eastern Shore 62, Valley Forge 23 on the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
You've made the necessary sacrifices. Been fighting the good fight for as long as you can remember. And now perhaps it's time to enjoy a little fruit from all that labor. A bit of indulgence in the form of the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition. Real wood trim, tungsten chrome accents, and an advanced technology touchscreen. All surrounded by a highly capable, hardworking truck that'll never let you forget what it took to get here. The new Ram Limited Tungsten. The most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Right now at Kohl's, get ready for the holidays and get Kohl's Cash for you. Get $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 you spend. Get a 40-piece Food Network dinnerware set for $69.99 and get $10 Kohl's Cash. Or a 10-piece cookware set for $149.99 and get $30 Kohl's Cash. Get a Shark vacuum for $399.99 and you'll get $80 Kohl's Cash. Earn Kohl's Cash on everything. Spend it on anything. Give joy, get joy, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Take Hawks basketball with you anywhere. Get the SFM Go app in the Google Play or iTunes store and stream on SFM Sports Channel 2.
Back in Princess Anne, Shore 62, Valley Forge 23. Will DeBoer and Dave Bird courtside from the Heights Center. Maryland Eastern Shore in cruise control in this game, a near 40-point lead over their Division III opponents. It's Valley Forge basketball. Out comes Natalie Cortez with it. Cortez leading pass to Brown on the right flank. Now it's a drop back to Flowers. Around the horn back to Cortez. Interfaces Portia Sindor. Now it's around the horn to Flowers. Back to Cortez, left wing. 13 to shoot. Lobs it right wing for Flowers, and Flowers skids her tires, travels to get around an on-charging Barisha Gill-Miles. Hawk basketball, 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Shore moving right to left. This is Portia Sindor running the points. Sindor, the freshman from Chicago, Illinois, Morgan Park High School. And now a whistle away from the basketball. Illegal screen, it appears, is the call against Portia Sindor.
Yeah, that's back-to-back illegal screens by the Hawk. You got to be stationary in order to set that screen.
Up with it, Cortez. Crosses the big M in the middle of the court. Cortez, no-look pass intercepted by Jordan Smith in the paint. Smith right where she needed to be that time. And here comes Sindor the other way. Sidnor, rather. Right sideline for Martha Thompson. Now Barisha Gill-Miles from straight away. Decides against shooting the three. Sidnor, left wing. Finds Carney top of the circle. Screen set. Carney takes to the right side. Flings it to Jordan Smith. Now inside for Barisha Gill-Miles. And Miles fouled from behind.
Way to pass the basketball. They rotated the ball from side to side and rolled off a pick. Impressive in the early outing for great offensive ball. Movement for the Hawks.
Great ball movement indeed. Barisha Gill-Miles, Lexington, Kentucky, born and bred. Went to the Forest Trails Academy in North Carolina, athletic powerhouse for a postgraduate year, and she misses her first free throw, just pushed it to the left. Doesn't get a favorable bounce. Gill-Miles, nicknamed Buns. She is an English major. That's Buns with a Z, by the way. B-U-N-Z. And Buns misses the second free throw as well off the front of the iron, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Janelle Brown of Valley Forge. Rock stays on the shore.
And she's a left-hander, too, if you notice.
Yes, she is. Southpaw. Bounce pass down low, and Jordan Smith can't quite get the handle, but it was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Blue. Hawks inbounding. Quickly in for Gill-Miles. Gill-Miles had to adjust her body midair. Missed the shot, but Smith comes down with the rebound. And it's up to Sidnor for the reset. Carney left wing. Decides against shooting the three. Flings it back out for Gill-Miles. Around the horn pass to Martha Thompson. Thompson with a hand in her face. Try to go down low and a whistle away from the basketball. Foul inside. They'll ding Janelle Brown.
Brown again. To third, I believe.
Yep, third foul against Brown, or first since the first quarter, though. Quick lob in for Gill-Miles. Gill-Miles can't read the backboard, but it's cleaning up once again. Jordan Smith from the left low block with the putback. 64-23 Hawks. Under three to play in the third quarter. Cortez, rainbow left sideline to Brown. Amaya Brown dribbling out. This is Cortez. Cortez. Flowers, left sideline for Brown. Now the baseline to LeSueur, tipped out of bounds. LeSueur could not control, and Eastern Shore takes over.
Very active zone for the Hawks the last couple minutes.
Bringing it up, Martha Thompson, 5'9 and all, running the point for the moment. Takes a screen set by Smith. Thompson. Free throw line for Gill-Miles. Gill-Miles driving in right low block. It was halfway down, and physics not her friend that time. Rebound is to Brown. Brown handoff to Flowers across the midway line. This is Cortez, left sideline. Pump fake. No look pass, right wing for Flowers. Flowers back out to Brown. They're dancing around the three-point line. Par Valley Forge, 14 to shoot. Cortez. Sidnor guarding loosely. Now it's to the right corner. This is Brown. Brown bounced out for Cortez with six to shoot. Down low, left baseline for LeSueur. Lindsay LeSueur tried to get it to Brown. Too strong, out of bounds. Shore ball.
very athletic and active on the defense for the Hawks. I'm sure Coach Factor's happy with that.
1:45 to play in the third quarter. This is Martha Thompson taking up to the right sideline. Gil Miles sets a screen on the right elbow. Bounce pass left elbow for Smith. Smith back iron. Too strong. Rebound taken on a bounce by Bailey May fourth. Now this is Cortez streaking up the left sideline. Carney comes over to meet her at the left wing. Cortez bounces out and flings out for Brown, who will reset. This is Flowers on the right wing. Back to Cortez, around the horn to Brown. Brown inside down low to Mayfort. LeSueur falling away, gets the pass. Now it's back out to Cortez. Top of the circle, driving in right side of the paint from the low block. Lays it off the glass. Good. And that is Natalie Cortez lays it in. 64-25, Hawks. Minute to play before the break. Burst of speed for Sindor. Sindor middle of the paint, too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Flowers, and it'll stay on the Hawk end. Three substitutions for the Hawks. Moichenna, Walker, and Angelique Taylor. Is that Taylor? Yeah.
Number
15. And a substitution for Valley Forge. It's Tania Faison. Inbounding the Hawks, they find very quickly Dominique Walker. Walker, another one, rims in and out. But she's fouled on the shot attempt, and a couple of shots coming for Dominique Walker.
Walker very active around the basket also. Well, if you would use the backboard, she'd be scoring some serious points down there.
Walker too strong on a free throw attempt. Back iron. Dominique, two stellar seasons at Hartford Community College. That coming off of a 1,000-point career at Watkins Mill High School. And she gets a favorable bounce off the back iron that time. One of two for Walker. 65-25 Hawks. 43 seconds to play in the third quarter. Cortez crosses up. That's Brown on the left wing. Down low to Mayfort, back out to Brown. Now it's Cortez resetting top of the circle. Flings for Brown, left sideline. Rainbow right wing for Faison. Quick pass to Cortez. Cortez travels to get around. And oncoming Angelique Taylor.
Yeah, with Brown out of the game, the Patriots have nobody to look to down inside. So it's tough to get a shot.
And you're looking at Lindsay LeSueur as a backup post player, 5'9", giving away a half foot. Half second difference, shot and game clock. The Hawks can basically milk it for all it's worth. Get off a shot, and then it'll expire on path. And they're just passing around in the backcourt. Now Walker turns on the Jets, right side of the paint. Off the glass, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Smith. Turnaround jumper, good. Now that's Moichenna. Choma Moichenna with a putback hook shot. 4 points for her. And Cortez with a rainbow off the top of the backboard. And, there's still 1 second left. Cortez a bit premature on the trigger. We'll see what the Hawks do, if they'll just inbound it. Probably, with a 42-point lead.
Yeah.
Walker to inbound. Sidnor has it, and she'll just let the clock expire on the third quarter. 67-25, Maryland Eastern Shore, a comfortable lead over the Valley Forge Patriots tonight. We'll take a break, come back with the final 10 minutes of action on the Shore Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the Bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball.
from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Princess Anne. Final quarter of action. The fourth quarter, in fact. Hence, quarters. Final.
For the ladies. 4 10-minute quarters.
67-25. Maryland Eastern Shore lead over Valley Forge. Shore basketball moving right to left as we open up the fourth quarter. Portia Sidnor. Scoop layup off the glass. Salts the rim. Doesn't go down. Rebound stripped away. This is Janelle Brown, and it's Valley Forge basketball. This is Cortez now on the right wing. Dominique Walker guarding her. Pitches back out to Brown. Brown a pass left sideline. Now this is Caitlin Hess in the corner. Hess the rainbow to Cortez. Quick ball movement from Valley Forge. Inside, and it's Moichenna with the interception against Janelle Brown. I got poked in the eye that time.
A nose or eye, one or the other.
There's Diana Godwin on the right sideline. Hawks using several fresh players in this fourth quarter. Dominique Walker in the backcourt. Hands off to Sidnor. Sidnor bumped around that time by Faison. Screen set. Sidnor takes it with Cortez in her face. Left elbow. Now it's to Moichenna. Moichenna, jumper 17-foot, missed everything, an air ball. And it's Valley Forge basketball. Perhaps you could attribute that to the either poke in the eye or poke in the nose that right. She just got.
Yeah.
Blue basketball left to right. Into the corner for Caitlin Hess. New face, getting her first action here in the fourth quarter. Brown on the left wing. Now it's Cortez, the right wing. Fakes a pass. No look inside to Brown. Picked off again, and it's Moichenna. No, the last time it's Angelique Taylor. Now down low, this is Dominique Walker. Walker with a fast break layup. Great ball moving by the Hawks. 69-25, Shore. Ira Brown. This is Cortez, right of center. Bounce pass, thread the needle to Brown. Picks back out for Faison. Three-pointer, right corner, no good. Works like a pass. Hess with the rebound, and it's blocked by Walker. Got both hands on the ball that time. Lob down low. This is Moichenna. Moichenna, reach around, left-handed layup is good. Moichenna, Dave, she looks like a completely different player this year.
Yes, good hands that time on a catch.
And now this is Hess. This is a point-blank layup, and it's pulled down by Angelique Taylor. This is Sidnor left sideline. Sidnor on the left wing against Cortez. Cuts across the paint. Lobs up for Walker. Now it's Godwin right corner. Fakes a shot, now driving in. Right low block. Yes! Diana Godwin. Point-blank this time. She makes it. 73-25 Shore.
Nice little ball fake by Godwin that time on the baseline.
Deep bench for the Hawks, and I wouldn't expect we'd see any starters for the rest of the game, Dave. Not with a near 50-point lead. This is Cortez, and Cortez drags her foot as she tries to establish the dribble. Another turnover against Valley Forge. They've got over 30 tonight.
If you look at the minutes for the Hawks, though, there's really and there's a lot of people playing a lot of minutes.
So absolutely.
It shows our deep... At this point, you know, early in the season, a lot of playing time for people.
12 deep, indeed. There's Godwin. Godwin on the right sideline, running in front of her own bench. Picks out for Sidnor. Now it's Taylor, Angelique. Back out for Walker. Now it's Godwin. 13 to shoot, right wing. Godwin standing like a statue. Feeds inside for Moichenna. Spin move around Brown. Off the glass, too high. Taylor with a rebound. Blocked by Brown. Third chance for the Hawks, but the clock didn't reset. Three to shoot. Sidnor, Godwin, three-pointers. The clock expires. No good. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Zaria Woodard. Another new face for Valley Forge. And it seems Gretchen Levan's also entering the chamber. And there's a steal by Dominique Walker. A pickpocket. A straight-up rivalry. At the half-court line, and Walker with a smooth-like-butter layup. She's now got 11 points in 7 minutes, Dave, and the Hawks are tripling up the Patriots, 75-25.
I like where Walker runs the floor.
Left baseline, this is Hess. Back out for Woodard. Woodard running the point. Now it's Cortez, left sideline, right in front of the Valley Forge bench. No look pass. This is Hess, 18-footer left baseline. Too short. Front iron. Rebound. And it is Godwin who fights for it, takes control, and Woodard with a reach in that time. Bodies making contact, just trying to go for a loose ball the way they're apt to do. First foul of the quarter. And we've got 6:19 to play in the fourth quarter. 75-25 Hawks on the way to a big win. Portia Sindor will run the point for the rest of the game. Sindor zooms around Wooder, pulls up now right baseline. Sindor, how did she get there? A layup off the glass and good.
Little stutter step.
My goodness. My goodness. 77 to 25 Hawks. Under six to play in the ball game. Nadia Thompson, another fresh face into the game for Valley Forge. Out to Woodard. Woodard. Pass to Cortez, left sideline. Down low for Hess on the baseline. Eight to shoot, back out to Cortez. Cortez crosses up Godwin. Around four defenders off the glass and in. Well, Natalie Cortez has the handle. Runs it like a Ferrari, turning the corners and getting around four obstacles. Nice play.
She's very quick out there. She's the only one that really can handle the hard pressure.
And a no-look pass from Sindor is through the midst of Moichenna and out of bounds. And Valley Forge takes over on just the eighth Hawk turnover of the evening. Timeout called by Valley Forge, so we'll take our timeout as well. 5:24 remaining in the fourth quarter. Hawks on the way. 77-27 lead on the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
If you're looking for some good old-fashioned fun with a new twist, Southbound Alley in Salisbury is the place to be. With delicious food and drink specials, 20 lanes of bowling, and the best arcade and billiards room in town, Southbound Alley is a great place to bring the whole family. Southbound Alley has private rooms ready for your next event, holidays, birthdays, business outings, and more. Located in Salisbury on Southbound Route 13 across from Fruitland Walmart. Call for details or like us on Facebook. Southbound Alley in Salisbury is the place to be.
Lower Shore Immediate Care. Quality care close to you. Open 7 days a week. Just a short drive to Princess Anne, located next to Caesar's Pizza. No appointment necessary. Be seen promptly. Quality care by caring professionals. Jack Bird, Kevin Mull, and Megan East. Locally owned by your neighbors. Visit LowerShoreImmediateCare.com and remember to like them on Facebook. Providing top-notch care for the Lower Shore and beyond. Lower Shore Immediate Care.
Back at the Heights Center, 77-27, Maryland Eastern Shore leading Valley Forge, 5:24 remaining in the fourth quarter. And Dave, you know, there's only so much that you can learn playing a Division III school if you're a Division I to open up. But what we have learned is that this Hawk bench goes awfully deep, and the athleticism is undeniable.
Yeah, and they're going, if they play this way, they're going to be fun to watch.
Valley Forge basketball, left to right they move. Hess stripped at the free throw line, and Sidnor comes up with the basketball. Sidnor easily crosses the logo halfway through the fourth quarter. Sidnor, crossover dribble into the right corner, screen set by Walker. Sidnor takes it, feeds inside for Moichenna. Double team pass too wild, out of bounds. Look for Walker. Walker wasn't there. This is Zaria Woodard who dribbles it up. Sophomore from Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia's minor league team hosted a minor league all-star game this year. A couple of shorebirds went there. And there's a jumper into the left corner by Amia Brown. 77-29, Eastern Shore, 4:40 to play. Godwin looking for some help. Flings it out to the backcourt for Walker. This is Sidnor on the left wing. Pass intended for Taylor. Sidnor got it instead. Now it's Taylor from the left corner. Pulls up from three. Too strong. Rattles out. Rebound by Woodard. That's the one thing we haven't seen much of, Dave. Three-pointers from the Hawks. Of course, it's bad taste to do it in a game like this, but they haven't been hitting except for Kearney.
Neither team has shot the ball well from three-point line.
Lob down low for Brown. Brown with a jump layup over Moichenna and in. And there's Janelle Brown again. Undeniable her athleticism, her 14 points of the game, and a timeout call, the official with a whistle as Sidnor brought it up court. Looks like something happened with the scoreboard or the shot clock or something. In any case, 4:21 remaining in the fourth quarter. Hawks up 77-31. And looking ahead at the Eastern Shore schedule, we've got it somewhere here in a massive pile of papers. We have it right now.
We got it.
The Hawks on the road for the next month, and quite literally for the next 2 weeks. Buffalo, Syracuse, and then the Great Alaskan Shootout up to the Great White North, which is back and great and white again with the snow that fell today. Oh, boy. You thought it was cold down here, folks. Try living in the Northeast or Midwest. Sidnor in the right corner, 16 to shoot, guarded closely by Woodard. Top of the school to Angelique Taylor. Taylor driving in left side of the paint. Brown falls over. Taylor turnaround jumper off the glass, couldn't bank it in. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Blue. And then games at George Mason, Virginia Tech, and Wake Forest. But the Hawks are back for a homestand, if you believe it or not, in the middle of December. Wesley, Mount St. Mary's, and UMBC, the 16th, 19th, and 21st. And Dave, I know you'll be on the call for those games at least.
I'll be here.
Sidnor gets her own pass, and from 8 foot middle of the paint, jumper up and in. I'll be on the road with the men's team during those games, but you'll have to report back to me and see if
we will.
How much the team has improved since this moment. And they sure look good right now. 79-31 Hawks, three and change to play in the ball game. Brown down low inside, overmatching Moichenna, lays it up and in. 16 points, 5 rebounds for Janelle Brown. A frustrating day for most of Valley Forge, but not for her.
That's what it's going to be all year for Valley Forge. She's going to score a lot of points.
And this is Taylor with a burst of speed, and Angelique Taylor lays it up and in from the right sideline. And it looks like every Hawk now, except for Regine Martin, has scored in this game, 81-33. Gabriela Rodriguez fresh into the game, kicks it out for Woodard. Under 3 to play and 12 to shoot. Brown back to Woodard. Back to Brown on the sideline. Brown cuts in against the double team, bounces it out for Woodard. Right of center, somebody got a hand on a three-point attempt, and Moichenna comes down with the board. Up moves Sidnor. And again, on Chuma Moichenna, she looks a lot more confident and a lot stronger down low this season.
Yeah, she's in a lot better shape, it looks like.
Diana Godwin zooms around her man, and she is fouled hard going up left low block, and she'll have free throws coming up. Of course, with Moichenna, who grew up in Nigeria, might not have had as much basketball experience as folks who grew up playing the game, especially in America, have had experience with. So there could be a steep learning curve there, and we're seeing it from Moichenna. First free throw up and good by Diana Godwin. Godwin last year, 2 points, one rebound in 7.5 minutes per game. The native Stephen Decatur graduate. Expected to play a bigger role this season, especially in the early get-go without CeCe Byram and Kiara Eaton. Second free throw for Godwin up and good. Hits them both. 83-33. Eastern Shore on top. Caitlin Hess back into the game for Valley Forge. And if you're Gretchen Van Lann, I don't know how much you can learn about a game like this the same way that Eastern Shore may not be able to learn that much about their team.
You just get them on the floor and let them play. And the exposure to the basketball court will be a help.
Woodard flings it for Brown, left sideline. They go down low for Hess. Hess, too much traffic on the pass for Mayforth. It's intercepted by White. And here comes Sidnor quickly across the timeline, and they'll just sit back. What we've learned about Valley Forge, though, Dave, I think, is that how Janelle Brown slipped through everybody's fingertips and ended up at Valley Forge, I have no idea. But she's a Division I talent.
Yeah, she could play there. Without question.
And another clock issue, it looks like. 2:26 it shows in this fourth quarter with the game not in doubt whatsoever. I mean, even in kids' video games, you can only make a 10-point shot if they're a special power-up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Eastern Shore on the way to a 1-0 record. The Hawks had a fine non-conference year last year. They went, if my math is correct, 6-5. 6-5 outside of the MEAC. They had a winning record coming in. Appeared to be primed for a deep run. And CeCe Byram gets injured in the North Carolina A&T game, the first game of the conference schedule. Kiara Eaton got banged up a couple of times. Both of them inactive today. Coach Batchelor, on the optimist side, would hope they'd be back in time for Thanksgiving, but at the very least, certainly 100% in time for MEAC play, and that is paramount to the Hawks, I'm sure.
Right.
And
that doesn't happen until January 3rd, so that's plenty of time for those girls to get
January 3rd at Morgan State. I know for the men, that's a big matchup. They knocked off Morgan State rather dramatically in the last regular season game before this one that was played in this building back in March.
And Morgan's ranked a number one team in the
MEAC. Yeah, they're the preseason favorite for the men's side. And then the women will get tested immediately following that. Saturday, January 6th. Mark your calendars, everybody. The Hampton Pirates are coming to town. That is Saturday, January 6th. Women tip at 2, men tip at 4. And David Six and the Hampton Pirates appear poised for another deep run through this conference. They got a heck of an early boost going to Chapel Hill to the Dean Dome and defeating North Carolina earlier this afternoon.
I'm going to have to read up on that tonight whenever I get home to see exactly the outcome of that basketball. That's a big win.
It is for Hampton and for the conference.
For the conference.
Sindor running the point. 2:10 remaining now in the fourth quarter. They got the clock issue fixed. 50-point Eastern Shore lead. 9 to shoot now. Sindor, Godwin right sideline. Back to Sindor. Fake a pass. Now it's to Godwin again. 4 to shoot. Sindor left corner for Taylor. Now it's down low. Turnaround jumper for Walker. Walker buries it from 12 foot. Dominique Walker as they milk the clock like it's the eighth day of Christmas. And are still able to put in the basket. 85-33 Shore. And another whistle as stumbling down the stretch with the clock and the scoreboard. Speaking of the MEAC, we'll take a look and see some other scores. Florida A&M was at Eastern Michigan. The Rattlers falling 83-61. Syracuse hosting Morgan State, and the Orange beat the Bears 95-68. Shore will be there next week visiting the Carrier Dome. Here's a shot from Nadia Thompson, left baseline, up and good, and Thompson with the basket. 85-35 as now the shot clock has died. Someone resuscitate the shot clock. Call the anybody know CPR for a mechanical clock?
Is it a battery pack's going on?
Yeah, it might be.
It could be on the whistle.
We will see. Coincidentally enough, CPR for a machine. You can also use stay alive. Staying alive. That is his perfect beat for resuscitating a clock as well as resuscitating a human being.
Matt's over there working on it.
Yeah, Matt McCann, assistant SID, pulling double duty for the time being as former assistant Derek W. Bryant. Congratulations to him, the head SID at Howard University, replacing the legend. Hawk basketball now, right to left. Inside for Walker. Walker, middle of the paint. Jumper leaning to her right is up and in. Dominique Walker, another impressive showing for the Hawks. Walker with 17 points off the bench, 87-35 Shore. 66 seconds to play in this one. Woodard pulls up deep from the left wing and buries the tray. Zaria Woodard with a big basket. Under a minute to play in this ball game. This is Sindor, right sideline screen set by Gil Miles. And on the pick and roll belatedly, you know that was Moichenna, not Gil Miles. Knocked around and Sindor comes up with it. Sindor right sideline, 12 to shoot, drives in around three defenders, jump pass to Moichenna down low, missed the layup, but foul going up and Choma's got free throws coming up.
Good pass. Could have been a good assist off the glass. We'll see if Moichenna can knock some foul shots down.
Moichenna, 63% foul shooter last year, and she pushed the first one to the right. Other MEAC matchups on the women's side tonight. North Carolina A&T hosting Georgia Southern. Bethune-Cookman's got Edward Waters in town. And Dell State visiting Temple. Second free throw up and good. Also Savannah State hosting LaGrange College. 88-38. Hawks up. Shot clock about 6 seconds off of the game clock here. This one almost over. Now it's tipped, controlled by the Hawks. The shot clock is dead. Rainbow pass up there for Walker and Dominique Walker with a layup from the right side. On the fast break, 90-38, Maryland Eastern Shore. And a tip and a steal by Walker. Walker driving one-on-one against Wooder, and she'll take it herself again. It's up and in. Dominique Walker not stopping, and she's over 20 points for the ball game. 92-38. 21, yes.
I believe, unofficially.
And that should just about do it here. Well, Maryland Eastern Shore, they wanted a show. They got a show. 92-38, your final tonight. The Hawks are 1-0, and how? Dominique Walker with a late flourish, finishing with 21 points. That leads the team, and the JUCO transfer from Harford Community College taking control off the bench. One of several Hawks to really impress in their first collegiate game for the Shore inside the Heights Center. And we'll have Fred Batchelor wander over here. He's shaking the hands of every single Valley Forge Patriot as they head out to their locker room, facing his alma mater for the first time ever. And there's the handshake with Gretchen Van Land, the athletic director. And everybody's staying out on the court. I think they're going to have a prayer circle there, but Fred's going to come over and have a talk with us.
Good.
All right, Coach. Headset right there.
Give me that tie.
Yes, that's a very nice bow tie. Dapper is the word.
Dapper, as always. As always.
Yeah. Well, Coach, 92-38, the final, never really in doubt, but what did you learn about your basketball team today?
You know, we wanted to use this opportunity to get better, and I thought we did. I thought we kind of got the cogwebs out. You know, first game jitters, getting up and down the floor. I think it's going to be good for us going into getting on the road from here, you know, because we need all the help we can get with this road trip we're about to take. So I thought we had a chance for a lot of kids to play, and I thought, you know, kids had an opportunity to play, and I thought they played well, too. Yeah. From top to bottom, I thought we played a good game and did what we wanted to do in regard to executing.
No matter being the first game of the season, I like this team, Fred.
Is that right?
I like them already.
That means a lot coming from you.
I'm serious.
You know,
I like it.
You have no idea. I'm not playing.
I like the group of girls. You got a lot of different. Got a lot of 5'9" girls with a lot of length. Mm-hmm. That's going to be invaluable throughout the course of the season. They're playing hard. They played hard, except when you had to call a timeout the first time. But they played hard the whole time, and they like playing a little defense. So I think it's a team that might surprise some people down the road.
I hope so. We got a real tough league. I like what we're doing. The addition of Coach Rakes, you know, has really improved our defense. And, you know, I just want them to be disciplined. I thought tonight I kept trying to tell them we're not playing against our opponent as much as we're playing against ourselves. And that's in no matter who you're playing. And we wanted to show that we had a level of discipline on the defensive end that we could execute on offensive end.
And certainly the defense, they're forcing the 38 turnovers with 29 steals. Looking at the stat line right now, Dominique Walker, 21 points, leading all scorers off the bench in just 16 minutes. I know a few of those points came late when it was never really in doubt, but it seemed like several players impressed, but her especially.
Well, Dominique is going to be an interesting player for us, and it's going to be, you know, I keep telling her, she wasn't supposed to play today. She rolled her ankle yesterday and told me today that she couldn't run. And then the next thing I know, I watched her run out and hit the top of the thing, and I'm going, you know, I don't know what Pat must be. I don't know what Pat does with him, but, you know, we were able to get her going. I thought it was good for her, but she's a kid that once league play comes, I think she's going to find her niche. You know, she's a tweener kind of position player, and it makes it challenging when we play in non-league games. But the kid can score. She averaged 18 a game last year out of JUCO, and I'm not surprised. I thought she should have had about 26 today because she can put the ball. Naturally, you have some kids that can put the ball in the basket. And when you see them shoot, you expect it to go in, and that's what I expect from her.
Yeah, and then, Fred, over the last couple of years, we really hadn't had that type of player, I didn't think. When that, where, you know, it's about eight people in the lane, and the ball falls in her hands.
Yes.
You know, and they can put it in a basket. She's a put-it-in-a-basket player.
Yeah, she's got a knack for the ball.
Yeah.
She's got a nose for the ball. We love her at the top of our defenses because she's got extremely long arms, and it's deceptional, and then she can put the ball in the basket. So I'm expecting big things from her this year.
All right, Coach, thanks very much, and stay cool, warm up there.
Yeah, I think I'll be cool enough. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, thank you.
Fred Batchelor, head coach of the victorious Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks. A 92-38 win tonight. They'll head up North Buffalo, Syracuse, and then Alaska for the time being. They'll be back at home in a month's time. If you want to see the stats in depth, you can visit easternshorehawks.com. But we've got to step aside here, and we've got another basketball game to prepare for, Dave.
That's right.
Bobby Collins and the Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball team also taking on Valley Forge. Let's see, 8:15 it looks like will be an approximate tip time, so we'll be back at 8 o'clock, top of the hour, with the Hawks pregame show. We'll have an interview with Bobby Collins. We'll have the starting lineups. We'll have a breakdown. We'll go ahead and give it to you But in 15 minutes' time, about, we will be back. And we'll be back on terrestrial radio, Fox Sports 960. But until then, on behalf of all of us here from the Heights Center, including our producer Steve Plundin and our SID Sean Yonker and my broadcast partner Dave Burr, this is Will DeBoer saying so long and a pleasant good evening to you from the Heights. We'll see you in 15 minutes. Your final score in the women's game tonight, the Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks 92, the Valley Forge Patriots 38. This has been Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
This SFMSports.net presentation of Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball. This has been a presentation of Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.